A protest in China is a rare event, especially when it's likely to have diplomatic implications. So that's why our China correspondent Bill Birtles was excited to get amongst it as word spread of a hastily organised demonstration outside the US Embassy in Beijing. But as he explains, it wasn't quite the story he was anticipating.
In Beijing, people love to talk about the United States. The country is still in many people's eyes a shining beacon of wealth, opportunity and freedom. That's why every year more than 2 million Chinese go to visit, and close to 150,000 of them migrate there. Some mothers even pay thousands of dollars to stay in so-called maternity hotels to ensure their Chinese baby will have an American passport. But for every positive interpretation of the US here, there is an equally negative one. It's not unusual to hear people call it an imperialistic empire that goes to war at the drop of a hat for its own interests. Such sentiments are from time to time promoted by the state media. So it's little wonder then that people tend to take a pretty dim view of US military activity in what they regard as China's backyard. So when a US warship recently sailed near some Chinese-made islands in the South China Sea to assert freedom of navigation, the response from Beijing was stern. And as the American ambassador was summoned and tensions rose, text messages started flying around among the foreign media. A producer received a tip-off that a protest was being planned at the American Embassy for 3 o'clock that afternoon. We had no idea who was organising it or how many people would be there, but the US-China spat was the big story, and the thought of even a small group of hot-blooded patriots waving flags and directing their anger at Washington was definitely worth checking out. So we raced off to the embassy, and when we arrived, it all appeared to be business as usual. A smattering of cops, but that's normal, and a gaggle of foreign reporters. We were early, I thought, so let's just wait this out. The foreign journalists were from Canada, Portugal, Germany. Clearly none of the Americans here had been tipped off. In my mind, I pictured the anti-Japanese protests that took place here in 2012, in which thousands of mainly young people spent days rallying in front of the embassy. The protesters were fired up, angry, and draped in red. The demonstrations were highly coordinated and clearly had the backing of China's government. Could it be Beijing was planning to allow or even orchestrate a similar display now for the Americans? We waited. 3 o'clock went by, 3:15 went by, and my cameraman Wayne and I were just about to jump back in the car and cut our losses. And then a car pulled over and out jumped a plump man in his 60s, wearing wraparound sunnies, a man bag and a bucket hat. He could have been a tourist if it wasn't for the megaphone in one hand and a crudely written placard in the other. He calmly strolled over to the waiting group of reporters and began fiddling with his megaphone. As he was trying to make it work, we peppered him with questions, the big one being, "Are you seriously the only protester to show up?" He assured us others wanted to come, but they were too scared. And within moments, you could see why. He hadn't even had a chance to say his piece when the cops came rushing over. He told them he was just there to vent his anger at the Americans and to tell them to get out of the South China Sea. But the cops weren't having a bar of it. They led him across the road, bundled him in a car and drove off. The cops demanded to see our IDs, and that was that. No one else turned up. We got back in the car and we headed back to the bureau. As we drove back, I wondered what would possess a lone protester to stick his neck out like that, full well knowing he would be arrested. I wondered what sort of punishment would he get when he's fighting for a patriotic cause that's right in line with the government's official stance. Before he was arrested, I got his number. I've tried to call and message him several times, but he's never responded. And although his lone protest didn't make much of an impact, with barely any of the media reporting it, I'll always remember it as the first demonstration I came across here as a reporter. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing for Correspondence Report.